Warren Gilson invented the pipettes in 1972. His company has had an exclusive agreement with Massachusetts Rainin Instrument Company to sell the device in the U.S. But Gilson says after his patent expired in 1991, Rainin executives disparaged his company's products. The suit aims to break the contract between the two and recoup more than $8 million in lost royalties and profits. Gilson's losses also hurt the University of Wisconsin, which makes money on every pipette. Professor Emeritus Henry Lardy says the device also saves time.
The pipette could be calibrated to deliver whatever volume you wanted, so it would cut down the time of operation by a factor of at least 5 to 10.
Last year, 50,000 pipettes sold in the U.S., compared to 80,000 in 2001. Brian Bull, Wisconsin Public Radio.